Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
He made that statement. The counterterrorism division at the FBI was sending an email to FBI agents around the country saying, put a threat tag on parents' names. I mean, that directly contradicts it. He can't imagine using the Patriot Act. Well, then why was it the counterterrorism division at the FBI who sent this email out to FBI agents?
So there's Representative Jim Jordan talking about how the FBI has been investigating and tracking parents. Really, at that Merrick Garland, the AG Merrick Garland hearing, they tried to pull back off that a lot, right? And the National School Board Association apologized for the letter that, you know, inferred that if you were somebody who wanted to confront the problem that you see with school boards in your area, that you might be labeled as a domestic terrorist. Well, let's talk to Congressman Mike Bost about that. He's with us here right now. Congressman, thank you for the time today. Great to have you here on the Annie Frye Show. Some crazy stuff going on.
Thank you for having me on today. And if you want, we can get right into what you just played there of Jim Jordan.
Yeah, you do that. Just take it away.
Let me say this, that if, because remember, this memo that this whistleblower brought up, and we got the memo, and when it was dated, it was the day before Attorney General Garland testified to Congress. Now, there's two big problems besides the problem that is that the FBI or any federal agent shouldn't be interfering with parents' rights under the Constitution to go to their elected officials and to be involved with their children's lives. But that being said, either General Garland didn't know, which is very dangerous that he is so uninformed, or he did know and he lied to Congress. Hmm. Now, that's the only way that happened. And one of those two happened. And then once again, it's a case where this administration is weaponizing against the citizenry, the FBI, and a federal agency that, you know, the only time an FBI agent should get involved in local crime is if that local crime is a crime that was not only committed locally, but then committed across state lines. There's all these rules that they have to follow. Yet this is just nothing but a boldness of putting people on the list that have done nothing more than try to make sure that their children are being provided the education that they need with the parents' oversight on that education. And I'm going to tell you this. The school boards in my district, I'm going to tell you that I haven't heard complaints from teachers or school boards in my district. And here's why. I don't know how it is around the rest of the nation. We see this around the rest of the nation. But in my district, guess what? Our school boards encourage the parents to be there. Our school boards, most of them are parents that have run themselves to be on the school board because they're concerned about their kids as well as the children of their friends and neighbors. But to have any involvement like this from a federal level, if you have a real big issue at a school board meeting, guess who's the policing officers? The local police. That's the way it's supposed to work, yeah. Not the FBI.
You know, Congressman Bost, you know, I think about the messaging that I hear on a regular basis from the Democratic Party from the top all the way to, you know, the special interests like Randy Weingarten of the American Federation for Teachers Union, and just other individuals who speak about children as if they belong to the community, the collective. It seems to me, right, like the left is very, very aggressively trying to wedge themselves into the family unit and replace that?
Well, look at everything they're doing. And what they're doing is, when they say, oh, we're not the other type socialists. Yes, you are. Because here's how it is. Socialist governments control the child. They don't allow parent involvement. They control your pocketbook. They control your life, and they do it with big government and big government oversight. It leads right into everything they're doing. It doesn't matter whether it's this FBI thing that they're doing right here or this stupid Build Back Beijing Act or whatever it is. And it is just government overreach that in 11 months' time has spun out of control. And you can see what it's doing to with the inflation that's going on, what our gas prices are doing. It's just one problem after another.
You know, Congressman,
and it's crazy.
We've heard people from the administration, Jen Psaki, among others, basically saying inflation isn't really that bad of a thing. We've heard people say that we can afford the inflation because the government has provided the funds for us to be able to afford it. The level of being out of touch here is record-breaking.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, here's what's really wild is the American people are waking up to it, though. If you look at the polling on this bill that they're trying to push through right now, the people, it's so upside down. It's like only 35% support it, which I don't even know how it gets 35%. And that's, and when you ask them and they don't know what's in it, when they find out what's in it, that number falls down to about 28. So this is how, but yet they're pushing forward, and they're trying to put votes on it today. We just left the floor a few minutes ago. I know you heard the buzzers going off in the background. We left the floor a few minutes ago, and we were told by the majority leader, Steny Hoyer, that we should be prepared to wait because they're working on, they're not going to get the full CBO score. There's going to be some notes that will probably be left out. Now, that's important because that tells us what is actually cost. But they did tell us before they sent it to the Senate, they would know what those costs were. But they were still going to vote on it. But there were some other things they had to get cleaned up, and then they were looking at possibly calling it this evening. So this is how they're doing this. And the whole time, they're twisting the arms of the Democrats because there's not going to be a Republican vote for this. There's not going to be one Republican
at all
vote. Are you sure? Because
we've seen Republicans cross lines, and I tell you what, that's got a lot of people feeling not so great about the GOP.
You know, it has a lot of people upset here as well. And some of them are from districts that, when they voted for the what they claim was bipartisan infrastructure, it wouldn't have been bipartisan if they stayed off. But the reality is that infrastructure bill had a lot of problems. All of us want to support infrastructure. We do. True infrastructure. But there needs to be more than 28% of $1.25 trillion going to true infrastructure. Instead, it had all kinds of ridiculous things in there that did nothing but add to the Green New Deal. But a few of those Republicans that did vote for it, they come from pretty strong Democrat areas. And we could actually, the ones that bothered me were the ones that didn't tell leadership that they were going to switch. And that's because that's very hard to count noses. And the thing is that lets some Democrats off.
Right.
You know, when we're trying, and it shouldn't have happened.
It disgusts a lot of Republican voters who look at that and say that the Republicans could have stood in the way of this or forced the people in the squad to decide if they want to be, part of the Democratic Party or if they want to crash and make the whole thing burn. I just saw on Fox News it said consumer prices are up 6.2%. Gasoline is up 43%. Since President Biden has taken office, and it says up here, President Biden in October 2020 said consumer prices are going to go down. We're not even hearing that anymore. I guess the American people are just on the hook for what they voted for.
Yeah, and it's so sad because you're given those numbers. I've dealt with the last couple of days because we're coming up on Thanksgiving. We actually ran the numbers. Record high prices, $1.44 a pound on a turkey, 13% increase on mashed potatoes, 4.8% increase on biscuits, canned vegetables, 6.6% increase, apples, 6.7% increase. That's inflation. We've not seen this since, matter of fact, this is worse than it was when Jimmy Carter was around. Mm. And I can remember living through that. I can remember what interest rates on a home loan, we're up at 18% and 19%. So this is where they're trying to drive us. And just like Jimmy Carter, the president is sitting there and he should might as well just put his slippers on and have that sweater and give the people a speech. That's just the way it's going to be, because that's what Jimmy Carter did. And that's when the people woke up. And all of a sudden, next thing, we got one of the greatest presidents of all time, Ronald Reagan. But that's a whole different story.
You're telling me there's light at the end of the tunnel, maybe. That's what I hear you saying there.
I can tell you this. If you think that the Democrats aren't seeing it too, why is it over the last several days, 16 of them have announced they're not running again? And these are longtime members. It's because the people are waking up, and they know that the people are going to put them in the House, guaranteed, back into the minority, so that somebody can put a brakes on this craziness.
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope that the Republican Party as a whole actually stands for something, not just against something, because there has to this spending is so out of control. It is not a conservative value or virtue to go in and spend a lot of money that we don't have on things that we feel are Republican things. We either have the money or we don't. And we certainly don't. Neither do my kids or my kids' kids.
And that's right, because it is going to be your children and your grandchildren, and your great grandchildren have to pay for this, because And the best we can hope for is to try to turn some of this around. But remember what another quote from Ronald Reagan was, the closest thing to eternal life is a new government program. So
I've never heard that one. That's a good one. It's a bad one
because,
and a good one.
because we have to figure out if they do pass this. I don't think this if this passes the House, and I'm still going to be shocked if it passes the House. If it passes the Senate, I will really be shocked.
Do you Manchin believe there's going to be no Republican House votes on this bill? Are you confident there's going to be no Republicans voting for this?
On this bill, there will be no Republican House votes. Yeah. Yeah, there's because they can't even. So one of them, one of the gentlemen, I won't mention his name, but at any rate, he is one of the most Democrat areas that the Republicans left in. He even told. He said, the people that are around me, that are the Democrats around me, that are going to vote for it, are committing political suicide by voting for it. I mean, and this is really all about a legacy for Nancy, because here all these members that she has on her side of the aisle are having their arms twisted to make sure they're going to vote for this. In districts, some of those districts have changed pretty radical in maps around this nation, and they weren't the more liberal districts that they were whenever these people were elected in. But yet, she's going to get them to vote, so she has a legacy. She'll quit, and then they've got to face the voters, and they're done.
So if Nancy Pelosi, if it's going to be the red wave that people predict, is she going to run again in 2022? Is she going to go back and run again and be in the minority?
Here's what we hear about here. We hear that if we hear she may leave before then.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're hearing rumors. We're hearing rumors that this is her big last stand, and then she's going to leave.
Interesting. Well, Congressman, there's
Go ahead. The question is, does Steny Hoyer take over, which will probably be the case, and then the battle for whoever their leadership is after that, for the minority leadership, would come after the election.
Oh, boy. That should be fun and dramatic. There's a billion other things I want to talk to you about, so you're going to have to come back on the show with us so we can get to some of these other big topics. But so many important things to talk about, and your voice is appreciated here on the Andy Frye Show. Congressman, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again soon. Congressman Mike Bost for Illinois' 12th District here right across the river in southern Illinois. Great stuff there. And interesting to think that Nancy Pelosi, you know, okay, folks, you're going to get a lot of basketball analogies here going forward because I'm coaching junior high girls basketball with my husband because my daughter's in fourth grade and they haven't had two seasons in a row. So there's a lot of these kids who have never played basketball before and they're in fifth and sixth and seventh grade right now. And so there weren't going to be a ton of kids who came out and they had nobody to coach. And that kills me because I think sports are such an important part for boys, but yes, very much so important for girls. So we're suckers, and we said yes, that we would coach. So you know how in a basketball game, like maybe at the end of the season, when the seniors come out of a basketball game or like the big star or whatever comes out, you pull them out before the game is over so they have a moment, right? It's 1 minute left. You call a timeout. You bring the star senior point guard or whatever center off the floor. Everybody stands up and round of applause, and there's tears, and then whatever happens for the rest of the 45 seconds, nobody knows or cares because, you know, the big athlete, the big star athlete's off the floor. That's what they're going to do to Nancy Pelosi, it sounds like. They're going to give her her moment where she's going to retire on her own terms, because she's certainly, if she runs again, folks, she's going to win. This is why she's the speaker, because San Francisco, I just can't say all those things. I mean, I probably could. If I run a different show, I might. But I try to be nice. I try to be nice. Choose to be nice, Annie. You always have a choice. They apparently are influenced enough to continue to make the bad decision to put Nancy Pelosi back in the House. So she's the safest person to be speaker. So if she's going to, I just can't imagine her going to be in the minority. I mean, it would probably look a lot like it looks right now. A lot of whining and hand gestures. Man, those hand gestures.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.